Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, PayPal has paused its UK crypto purchases, Coinbase has been approved for crypto futures trading, and Bit Digital has reported its Q2 results. Just before we get into the show, however, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so payments platform giant PayPal Holdings Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ as PYPL, has announced a temporary stop of its crypto purchases in the UK. This is according to a report from Cointelegraph. In an email to select UK users, PayPal indicated that crypto purchases would be paused in the UK starting on October 1st, 2023, but added that they expect to re-enable crypto purchases in early 2024. This, according to the email, is being done as a response to new rules enacted by the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, requiring crypto firms to adopt some additional steps before clients can buy cryptocurrency. Moving along, Coinbase, which trades on the NASDAQ as COIN, has announced that it has secured regulatory approval from the National Futures Association, or NFA, which is a CFTC-designed self-regulatory organization, to operate a futures commission merchant, or FCM, and offer eligible U.S. customers access to crypto futures. This, according to the company's official blog post announcing the news, will make Coinbase the first crypto-native leader to directly offer traditional spot crypto trading alongside regulated and leveraged crypto futures on an integrated trading solution for its verified customers. An excerpt reads, quote, "The global crypto derivatives market represents around 75% of crypto trading volume worldwide and is a critical trader access point. The ability to trade using margin gives customers leverage and access to the crypto market with less upfront investment than traditional spot trading. Being able to express long and short positions, investors also use derivatives to manage risk on their underlying crypto assets." End quote. Lastly, for today, Bit Digital Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ as BTBT, has reported its financial results for the second quarter of this year. Highlights include a total revenue of $9 million, largely earned from the company's Bitcoin mining business, total assets worth $100.4 million as of June 30th, and the earning of 318.4 Bitcoin in the quarter. An excerpt from the management commentary section of the press release reads, quote, "The second quarter of 2023 was a transitional quarter for Bit Digital as we exited certain legacy hosting relationships, forged new strategic partnerships, and began to execute on our growth initiatives. As of June 30th, 2023, our mining operations were approximately 99% carbon free, a significant improvement from the prior quarter, and nearly achieving our goal for our mining operations to become entirely carbon free. We continue to believe that our industry can only reach its full potential if we remain leaders in environmental sustainability, and Bit Digital intends to lead by example." End quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Aptech Payments Corp. Aptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit aptechcorp.com. Aptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.